From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price won re-election on Saturday. That makes her the first mayor in the city's history to win a fifth full term in office. And to win it, she overcame her toughest challenger since she took office in 2011. Deborah Peoples came out swinging, arguing that City Hall didn't represent everyone in Fort Worth equally, and that Price had failed to act with urgency on public transit and a host of key issues facing the city. But on Saturday, Price was the one celebrating.
Thank you all for being here. My opponent just called and conceded the race. She ran a great race. Ours was better.
Price took 56% of the vote over Peoples and two other candidates. The mayor had pitched herself as a steady hand to steer Fort Worth into a future when the city's population tops 1 million people. She said now she's ready to get back to work on transportation, lowering the city's property tax rate, and implementing policies to reduce racial disparities in Fort Worth. Price wasn't the only incumbent to win. Every single council member will return to City Hall.
You know, I think it sends a message that city's on the right track. We're healthier, better educated, and safer than we were 8 years ago, and I think this council's worked hard on that.
Even though municipal elections are nonpartisan in Texas, Peoples repeatedly tried to paint Price as a right-wing Republican. Peoples chairs the Tarrant County Democratic Party. She won the backing of progressive activists, and three Democratic presidential candidates endorsed her. Betsy Price said Saturday that voters rejected the partisan politicking.
I think citizens know that good governance happens right in the middle. People lean a little right or lean a little left, but decisions have to be made in the middle. And I think this is a good mandate saying that. They don't want national partisan politics in their local government.
The rhetoric was more heated. The margins were closer, but voters were only a tad more engaged in this election than earlier ones. Just 9% of Fort Worth voters cast a vote for mayor. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.